KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning today, the 13th of January. 7:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, and courage over there at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Ashley's at the helm. Good morning, Ashley.
Good morning. Happy National Rubber Ducky Day.
Rubber Ducky Day.
How about Rubber Room Day,
you know?
And, of course, Linda's here with the weather.
Well, good morning, everybody. Today it looks like we're going to have rain and mostly cloudy with a high of 59 and overnight lows of 44. Thursday calls for sunny with a high of 70. Thursday night, partly cloudy. Overnight lows 44. Friday, partly sunny. I can't even believe we're almost, is it Tuesday or Wednesday?
Today is currently Wednesday.
Today is Wednesday.
All right, so we did our hump day, because I'm a day off. You know, I lost a day somewhere in there. Friday night, partly cloudy with overnight lows of 44. And Saturday calls for mostly sunny with a high of 69. And Sunday, high of 71. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, operated, and with senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Okay.
Guess what day it is, huh? Anybody? Julie, hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah, you know what? This is something that we played, and then somebody said, oh, it is so sexist. And it hurt my feelings.
What?
Well, somebody said that it was sexist. And my feelings said, okay, you know.
Maybe they said it was crude or something. I don't know what the term was. But
something like that. So, we, you know, okay. You know, we listened to
it. We
her.
Stopped it. We thought, why? It's funny.
Yeah. So, anyway.
Anyway,
so we're back again. I have people, you know, a couple of things are going on around here. I was hoping that I had, okay, wait a minute. So he is, I think he's going to call.
Who? Who is going to call?
So.
Have we gone from camels to owls?
I have.
I have gone. I have gone. Okay. Oh, okay. No. It was something else. We were going to have somebody on this morning who said he was going to call. And that was at the.
Oh.
At the rally back in D.C.
The Trump rally didn't go in, wasn't part of it. So here's the thing. Have you ever been, have you ever been in a situation where you are maybe attending something and it becomes violent or it becomes like over the top and you're trying to get the heck out of there as fast as you can? You may have attended it, but you didn't partake in that. Can you say in your life, maybe in a college situation or a rock concert situation or even in a family situation, were you ever part, like never part of it, but, and now you're afraid for being present that you are tagged, that you were involved?
Yeah, you know what? Here's the thing is that's exactly it. He's concerned about even giving his name. Because he works for the government, and that if his name comes out, he could be suspended from work, or that people will think he is some kind of seditionist, insurrectionist, treasonous bastard that should be taken out, or should be taken. No, you don't have to hit it. That's okay. I think I can say that one. Yeah, but you're watching me. Good.
Keeping an eye on me.
And this is what is so ridiculous. There's somebody here in town on Facebook that's actually going, they're looking through things so they can identify. Oh, Trish Harris was at the, well, Trish has said on Facebook, she was proud to have been there. I'm a citizen.
Yeah, she responded to that one.
Yeah, she says, I am a citizen exercising my constitutional rights to gather. I didn't go in the Capitol.
Right.
You know what? So what's wrong with this? Yet And, you know, so I applaud you, Trish. I applaud the fact that you went there. I applaud anybody, you know, that goes out and stands and to make a stand or to attend something and is nonviolent. I mean,
attend.
Come on.
Exactly. The word is you attend, you gather, like we've gathered here in different rallies at the Capitol, or not the Capitol, but the City Hall.
City Hall.
Yeah. And, you know, somebody didn't storm it. However, if you were out front and a few did and somebody got killed and there was mayhem and you're just trying to, like, squat down on your knees right there to go, like, just you want to stay out of the way of whatever it is, now you're considered to be part of the problem.
Well, you know,
like what's happening, and I'm sorry to I want to hear you come back, but I know myself, I'm hearing it in the shakiness of the friends I admire and respect that were Trump supporters that are saying their voices have changed. I'm not going to say who they are out loud, but these are people who are very active in the community, very supportive of so many charities, very honest, hardworking people, and their voices are shaking because it's like, I don't know what's happening in our country. This is really strange. They must be watching the news a lot, too. Both of them, maybe you're listening to the show this morning.
Well,
so we feel you, and, you know, you cannot tell people you've got to stop this. Ban, stop. You know, what are we going to be, just like this white wall, just this vanilla piece of gum that's been chewed on so much it's just going to sit in the middle of the room and have no taste, nothing, permeate no feelings? If you follow all these, don't go, ban, can't say, don't do it.
Well, then, the thing is that people that broke the law should be punished.
Absolutely.
We don't see it happening in many other areas because for whatever reason. But these people, you know, invaded the Capitol. Now, there were probably many of them that went in there because as they saw people going in there, they just went in and said, whoa. I want to be a part of something. Well, when they did that, they broke the law. They've identified 50, 60, 70 people that they're going after. The guy with the the guy with the Viking horns, he was hard to identify because he's only been in like 150,000 pictures, you know, not just at the Capitol but other places. He goes, "Wait a minute, I'm not Antifa. I'm not Antifa." And he keeps screaming that. But here's the thing. Linda's absolutely right. You go to something to exercise your rights. Something happens. You're not part of it. You know, you move away from it, and you go on with your life. Now, the problem is that the election's over. President-elect Biden's getting ready to step in another, 11 days. 7 days. On the 20th. And so here's the thing is already the lists are being made to make sure that anybody that worked in the Trump administration never works anywhere again. I mean, can you see? There's commentators, and this is why people, if you're feeling all shaky and Linda, you're hearing your friends' voices shake, take a month off from Facebook, the news, you know, from listening to the news. Read the news. Read different websites so you can read it. But there's one of them out there on CNN that's screaming for the children of Republicans to be reeducated. That's the term they used. I actually can't believe that people really mean this because of what they're saying. But then I realize that some of them are so far over the left edge that there's no help for them, that they're just going to continue to be like that. So it's going to be kind of like, oh, yeah, there's the commentator from CNN. She just went 2020. Remember that 2020 is the one that says it's out of control, it's crazy, it's harmful to children and other living things. That's what 2020, that's the only time you can use the term 2020. However, it's been a little bit interesting that 2021 has started out with, maybe I just didn't read the instructions. You know, Linda, how we get things and we're supposed to read the instructions.
Right.
And you know how I don't always read the instructions. I'm wondering if I just did not read the instructions for 2021, and this is what's happening. We didn't read the instructions.
Well, according to the astrologer I had on my show Thursday night,
uh-oh.
No, she said there's more of this that's happening in the first quarter of 2021. And
there's
just
be more?
Just expect this kind of like 2021 leaking over into, but this, you know, we feel terrible for just absolutely horrible. No lives should have been lost.
Yeah.
What happened with the breaking in and then all of a sudden stampede and being shot? It's just like all of a sudden, wah!
Well,
it just and that's scary, and that does happen at rock concerts, and happens in really volatile situations where people are just so. And she's saying that the uproar is for people just don't feel like they're being heard or represented. She's saying that is something that's in the charts.
Well, you know, that's.
I wasn't asking her what's in the charts. She's telling me what's in the charts.
Well, I know one thing that's in the charts. Quality sleep this year for Linda and Carl.
That's totally on the charts.
It was in the charts. It said right there, Carl and Linda will be getting 45 minutes more of quality sleep.
I went to sleep last night at 8:30 on my sleep number bed. I just turned the lights off and went to bed.
I went
and that
back
was
in
it.
There to see if, you know.
Yeah, am I alive?
Yeah, I was checking on you because, you know.
Well, I my sleep
ever
number.
Ever since the time.
Ever sleep number.
Ever since the time that you slipped in the bathroom.
You weren't in the kitchen.
Excuse me. Kitchen.
Yeah.
And I was on the other end of the house, and you said,
I could have been dead. And you didn't know it.
I could have been
I
dead.
I fell on the tile. I hit my head, and I laid there for I don't know how long, and I thought, well, I guess this time I'm going to bleed out and die.
But you weren't bleeding, and you stood up, okay? But
I was bleeding from hurt feelings, you know, ladies, as you hear this, how that feels. But anyway, going back
to
sleep.
Which is worse than a physical injury, because I can fix a physical injury, but can I fix hurt feelings? No, no, there's no Band-Aid for that, none. So, going back to sleep number.
I went to bed last night at 8:30.
What was your sleep number?
This is your minute sleep number, people. We're going
to
give it to you.
We're giving it to you.
Full on bore here.
This is going to be a 5-minute sleep number spot.
It's going to be a personal testimonial.
What is your sleep number?
Last night it was at 50. I put it right in the middle.
Right in the middle.
Right in the middle at 50.
My sleep number setting was 20.
Did you set it?
I did. Because
are you just crashing 100?
No. Well, I could have done that too because I came in and slid in like I was making it for third base, and I slid in with the dog hanging onto my back as we got in the bed. It was something. Elk Killer's sleep number setting is around between the average between 50 and 20 because she goes on both sides. Anyway, hey, look, right now. You can make quality sleep your New Year's resolution and now save up to $1,000 on your new Sleep Number 360 smart bed plus special financing for a limited time only at the Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com. Sleep Number store, of course, is over in the Target Shopping Center. Go on over, lay on a bed, find out why this year can be the best year of sleep you've ever had. 7:17 in the morning, and it's raining outside. It will continue to rain, it looks like, today, and it's 48 degrees. We'll be right back.
When the sharp words want to cut you down, I'm going to send a flood, going to drown them out. I am brave, I am bruised, I am who I'm meant to be. This is me. Look out, because here I come. I'm not scared to be seen. I make no apologies. This is me.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Premier, your friendly old change. Premier in all we do. Many accidents are caused by worn wiper blades. Let's face it, it's just uncomfortable when you're driving in the rain, snow, fog, and everything else in between with worn blades. At Premier Oil Change, when you buy one wiper blade, you get the second blade free. Yeah. Now through January 15th, you buy one wiper blade and get the second one free for as little as $14.99. At Premier Oil Change, we make maintaining your car easy. There's no need for an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Just pull in, enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. And our newest location in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home with a friendly oil change.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott.
Condemning you, lined up like lemmings, you led to the water.
And welcome back to our morning show here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. This is Your Talk Radio with Carl and Linda Bott. We're live this morning on this Wednesday. And yeah, we were talking earlier on about the riot, or whatever you want to call it, the
sedition and insurrection
that happened.
They should be hunted down. They should be hung.
There at the Capitol steps not too long ago. Was it at the Capitol?
It was the Capitol.
Okay.
Buildings.
This is brought to you by this portion, Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals, recognized by Watson Health and fully accredited as a pain center. They really are a team, and we've witnessed it firsthand how the people that work there love being there.
Yeah,
love the
healing
the teamwork.
There. Yeah, healing starts there. Angela Jones, director of One Safe Place, resigned a couple of days ago, going on to another career. And I tell you what, she came in at a tough time and then has led One Safe Place forward and done just a wonderful job. And we wish her the very best in her next career. The thing is, you know, how would you like to be trying to keep this place going? It, everybody says this is, you know, this is the premier place, you know, for helping people, victims of domestic violence. And then you're going through fires and COVID and all the other craziness that's been going on. But, Angela, a big shout out to you for such a good job you did.
Well, absolutely. And she really, really worked hard. And, you know, when people have integrity and they work their heinies off, Angela was one of those people, and so I'd be curious to know who's going to take her place. And I feel like, you know, we need to surround ourselves with love and prayers with and donations because there is no crab feed. There was no Dancing with the Stars. Some of the biggest fundraisers they do where they raise hundreds of thousands of dollars go into what it is to support One Safe Place. Yes, you need staff. Yes, you need to pay for the building. Yes, you need to pay for electricity. It's like I say, we understand what it is. It's running a business, and so we'll keep our you abreast as to what we know as far as who will be taking the next place, the next position as, you know, CEO.
Now this is old news too, but Alabama won the championship on Monday, and I didn't get a chance to talk about it yesterday. But the here's the thing is, Alabama, I think this is the sixth title that Saban has won with Alabama out of the last, what, 9 years or 10 years. So there's a article in USA Today from, I guess, a sports writer, and yesterday, and I could not tell whether it was tongue-in-cheek, satire, or if this guy was... or if this guy was totally serious about this. He thinks that Alabama is just too powerful, and that Saban has done too good a job at it, and so that there needs to be changes. We need to redistribute the wealth of Alabama football, guys. And then he goes on to talk about how, you know, Saban starts noticing people in junior high and early on in high school. And this one young man said, you know what, he's been the biggest force in my life. He's a mentor. He, you know, he has said to me, if I keep up my grades and all, he'll send, you know, he'll get me into college and I'll play football for Alabama. And I'm sitting there thinking to myself, so this has got to be a satire. Then the guy's kind of tongue-in-cheek saying the reason Saban is so powerful, has done such a great job, is he cares about his kids. And then it gets into, well, yeah, but you know what, he takes the best of the best, and he just kind of like tracks, you know, kind of puts them on to the side that he should be sharing this with other colleges. He says, when's the last time a university from east of the Mississippi won anything? I'm sorry, west of the Mississippi won anything? Well, they haven't. You know, it's always been east of Mississippi. And then I realized at the end of it, because I was somewhat perturbed about this whole thing, and I thought, I could not tell. So I, you know what, I think it was absolutely fabulous that if you can't tell if somebody has got tongue in cheek or that he's serious about doing this. And then the last thing he said was, you know what they should do is just offer him a whole lot of money to retire. You know, so give the other coaches. And then he said, my gosh, you know what, he's 69 years old and he's just getting better. So he's going to be, he said, can you imagine what happens when he's in his 70s if every year he's getting better?
This kind of mentality. Yeah, go for it.
No, this was great. And so now after thinking about it and talking about it, this guy was just really pulling, you know, he was totally tongue-in-cheek. The only way you're going to stop him is to make him retire. And stop treating his players so well. You've got to stop treating those players so well.
Well, it's tongue in cheek, but let's just talk about the fact that, you know, we're living in this current time where, again, you heard me say this earlier on about being vanilla, and you know,
you hate vanilla.
I love vanilla, but I like a choice.
You hate.
So the thing is. Is that, you know, we think back and as you're listening, listeners, when you were a kid in school, it was always the red hair, freckled, the braces, somebody who was different always got picked on. I mean, in those days it was red hair. Red hair is much more common now, but you know, or if you were odd, you got picked on, or the brainiac would be picked on. But the reality is a lot of those people are the ones that are the bright, shiny stars today because they've done so well, they had to go against the odds. And so I've always thought that the purple people eater, was the special jewel. And so I just, this whole mentality of trying to make everybody be androgynous is really driving me crazy.
Androgynous.
Yeah, just like an, just everybody's the same. It's not, it can't, you cannot do that. You will take, suck out the life force and the uniqueness of what makes us human beings.
I agree.
So there.
So do not androgynousness mean.
Might as well just have robot dogs.
They have robot dogs.
I don't want a robot dog.
They have robot dogs. Hey, we got to take a break here. We're going to be right back. It is 7:29 in the morning today on the 13th, 45 degrees out there. They say cloudy, but I'm thinking rain since it's raining on me right now. And the weather rock says it's raining. And, gosh, who do we have on the other side there? Who is that?
Jeremy is on the line.
Oh,
is,
well.
Is Jeremy on the line because he has a comment?
Yeah, I'm on the line,
Hi.
Carl.
Okay, Jeremy, what you got, buddy?
Morning. Well, I think I heard the other day you were a Washington guy, maybe went to Central.
Yeah, I went to Central Washington State College.
Yeah, so on the comments on Nick Saban, there's another great coach who has the kind of stuff that Nick Saban has, and his name was Don James. And it turns out those two men, as far as I know, both went came from the same place, Kent State. But, you know, your comment about when was the last time somebody west of the Mississippi won the titles?
Yeah.
That would have been that 90s era Washington Huskies.
You're
that
right.
Was ultimately yeah. brought down. But it was the same coaching mentality. You had a strong leader, a strong man that brought those leadership skills and inspired greatness in his youth. And, you know, there's this concept of a zero-sum game. I mean, the tongue-in-cheek comment in that article about we got to redistribute the talent. It's, you can't redistribute Nick Saban's talent. It's his.
Well, yeah, you know, and, you can't, and so you read the same article I read then.
No, I was just listening to your comments on it.
Well, but see, then I went back and I said, well, look at UCLA during the during also in the 60s and 70s when they were a basketball powerhouse for what? How many national championships did they win because of the coaching and the ability to get the best out of his kids? I mean, it's a anyway, it was, like I said when I first read it, it said redistribute the wealth. And then after I read it, I realized, yeah, you know what? How do you redistribute the genius of somebody who can do this? Jeremy, thanks so much
yeah.
for the phone call.
You bet, thanks.
You bet, bye-bye. Okay, we got to take a break. We have Jeff Fink, who is the president, CEO of Cornerstone Community Bank. He's
Yay.
Joining us right after this break. We'll be right back.
You don't have to be a Native American to access quality health care. Radiant Rancheria's Churn Creek Healthcare and Central Valley Healthcare are open to anyone with Medicare, Medi-Cal, or Partnership Health. Our health system never charges co-pays, deductibles, share of costs, or even a sliding fee scale. Patients never have to pay to access quality, compassionate health care. Radiant Rancheria Tribal Health System, changing how health care is delivered. Call us today to schedule an appointment.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Slade, featuring heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Masada and Rhonda Alvey from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now, Thursday at 6 p.m., also streaming on KCNR 14.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-221. 2642.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? Time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning. It is the 13th of January, 2021, 7:36 in the morning, 48 degrees out there, weather report and rainy. Weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, that gives discounts for seniors and veterans, and you can give them a call. It's 3793.
Hey, and it's currently 48 degrees in the downtown studio. So just so you know, that's what we are going to have. Our highs today will be 59 and overnight lows of 44. We'll slept with the windows open last night. Definitely good rain. Happy to have it. Means snow in the mountains, and the lake will be hopefully full for summer activity. Anyway, speaking of activity, how's your bank account? We were talking about activity this morning with what's going on with the PPP and
that's right, because
all those
we're
things.
Here with Jeff Fink, who is the, I'm going to say president and CEO, or
correct,
president and CEO of Cornerstone Community Bank, and we extol the virtues of this bank every day.
We appreciate it.
Well, we have our business here in your bank for a variety of reasons. And one of them was even though that we didn't get involved with Cornerstone specifically till after the first PPP came out, and
we've been watching you
and
we're
seeing
really
the things
amazed
that you all did. So anyway, and we figured, well, if they can do that, they can help. They can take care of our little account there.
Well, I like to always thank people for their business. So let me start off by thanking you for your business. We very much appreciate it and want to earn it every day.
So, Jeff, is it like a wave? I mean, since we've, you know, you're seeing things from a perspective of running a bank. Let's talk about March on with people and COVID and the fear and, you know, the masking and what do I do with my funds? What's it like on your end?
Well, there's just a lot of emotion running high on all levels. My whole thing when I talk to anyone is take a deep breath. It's okay. Things are not as good as they were, but they'll get back. We saw after our lockdown in the first quarter of this year, how much gross domestic product changed in the negative sense. But then we also saw something that I think took a number of economists by surprise. And I think where they missed in their calculations was resiliency and toughness of the American people, our local people. You know, capitalism can be harsh at times, but it's wonderful with the way that people pivot. They wake up every day and say, I have to figure this out. I might not like it at the time, but I'm going to figure it out. And you see a number of businesses that have done that and responded, and a number of businesses did quite well, too. And then some of the industries are continuing to suffer, and, my heart kind of goes out to them. We do have round two of PPP, which will benefit a number of people. But the resiliency was amazing. We didn't, we're not back up to baseline. But I have to tell you, I hold out a lot of optimism right now. I mean, that might sound funny when we look at everything that's going on, but we will come through this with some level of herd immunity when the vaccines get rolled out. And then there's just a lot of fiscal stimulus that's pent up, ready to explode. So I really see a pretty good forward path from, looking through an economic lens. And I also see a pretty good forward path looking through on a social lens. Things do settle down. They get to a point of boiling. Then I think people at the end of the day look at each other and say, we're not that different.
Well, I had people call me, and they're just, they're very kind of wrought up about what happened on the 6th. And I said, give it a month. I said, all these things that are being said, all these things that are happening, give it a month. I said, you're going to see that most of this is gone. All the screaming for hangings and impeachments and hunt down the Republicans and destroy the Democrats. I mean, all of this. I mean, I don't know if we'll ever go back to where it was. Maybe we shouldn't. But as far as what people are, their fear factor, just give it a month to settle down. Yeah. It will. It will settle down, because there are people just like you're talking
about. Right. And I think, Jeff, that the words that you just spoke to us and for all our listeners was something that was of inspiration. And the word that stuck out for me is pivot.
Yeah, I think the beauty of the human spirit is you never give up hope. You know, things can look dark, but hope's a good thing to have. And like I said, I think by and large, even if we disagree politically or religiously or whatever, when it calms down a little bit and we look at each other, I think in essence, it might sound corny, but love does prevail.
Oh, it's not corny at all.
So
thank you.
So the PPP is rolling out. Last time you guys were like the shining light on the hill when it came to helping people. We're going to take an early break, and if you don't mind, we can come back and discuss this with people.
Sounds good.
So on how they can, if they in the majority of all businesses fall into this thing, and what they're going to need, and how the thing's going to roll out the second time. This portion of the show is brought to you by Mike Huber and Estate Granite. He's been customizing homes for over 16 years. He is a true virtuoso when it comes to granite, marble, slate, any type of rock or substance like this. He's the kind of guy you give the keys to your house, walk away for 3 days, and then come back to just a work of art. That's Mike Huber and Estate Granite. It's a veteran-owned business, and he's one of the good guys. So he works by appointment only. So give him a call at 241-STONE or check out estategranite.com. That's Estate Granite. We'll be right back with Jeff Fink and Cornerstone Community Bank.
especially on your birthday. Watch for your free play coupon in the mail. Didn't get your birthday gift? Come on in to Wind River Resort and Casino on your birthday and collect your free play. Or if you have birthday coupons from other casinos, bring them in and we'll match up to $100 in free play. To sweeten the deal, you'll also receive triple points on your special day. Only one birthday gift or free play redeemed per year. Slot play limited to $100. Details at windriver.com.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights. And among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at estategranite.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
KCA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Carl and Linda Bott. 48 degrees out there. Rainy today. Going to be clearing up for tomorrow. Here at on the 13th of January 2021, we're with Jeff Fink, President and CEO of Cornerstone Community Bank. Jeff, the PPP is rolling out. Last time you guys were just, I mean, you helped not only your own customers, but anybody that walked in, you were able to help them. Can you explain to people what the PPP is and why it's so important?
Well, it's, you know, it's the CARES Act through Congress, and it really is designed, I think, for two purposes. One is to protect paychecks, and the second is it provides fiscal stimulus. And, you know, any dollars out there that is additionally spent in the way of a fiscal transfer helps to encourage greater economic activity. So I think it has sort of a dual process, but more importantly than anything is that paycheck protection element to it. And PPP 1 was essentially the first round of it would be what we call being oversubscribed. They ran out of money and then injected some more, and then that took care of that. But it was truly an 8-week fix for minimally a 12-month or longer, probably more like 18 to 24-month problem. And so now they have round two of it, which they have modified it some. Some of it's better. Loans under $150,000 just needs an attestation that or a test to the fact that, yeah, these were spent properly for the application, and then you do have to have some documentation for the forgiveness. And then they, for a second round PPP borrowers, they have lowered the threshold, maximum threshold, from $10 million to $2 million, and they put some revenue requirements on it. So from any quarter in 2019 to 2020, linked quarters, so first quarter of 2019 compared to the first quarter of 2020, if in any of those quarters, if there is a 25% revenue reduction in your business, you qualify, and most of the qualifications are the same as the first one. There's some differences. The hotel and restaurant industries will be able to qualify for some higher amounts. So that is, rolling out now. We have on our website, you can sign up. We also have the hand-holding process, so you can call in and we'll take care of you. But we introduced that. I'll give you an idea. We introduced that late Monday, and as of this morning, we have 170 applications in, and as soon as SBA opens up their portal, we'll transmit those to SBA. So we anticipate a pretty robust cycle again.
Well, how much, not to put you on the spot, because I'm coming to numbers, so, kind of numbers, is how many people did you help last time, when this thing last March and April, or whenever it was, March, April, May?
Yeah. We did 652 loans, totaling roughly $82 million.
All to local businesses, sir.
Yes.
Wow.
And a percentage of those that were new to Cornerstone?
I don't have that off the top of my head. But one of the things we did, I think, that was somewhat unique is, we kind of have my line in the business. We want to earn your business. And so, a number of people would call our bank and say, "Hey, I don't bank with you. Can you help me?" And we said, "Yes, we can." And the only qualification we put on that was, if we do well by you, we'd love to earn more of your business. But it was never a stipulation that said, you need to open accounts with us in order for us to do this for you. I didn't find that very tasteful. I think when somebody's in a time of need, you don't put a gun to their head. And so that was our approach, and it worked out quite well for us. A number of people that we helped ended up being permanent customers of the bank.
Well, this kind of goes along with the question from the chat room. Are they required by the Act to assist others that are not their customers? And
no, actually, banks aren't even required to participate.
And banks can also change the amount of money they want to hand out too, right?
Yeah, they can. There's some stuff there that gives some leeway to the banks. But I also want to really commend all my banking brethren out there. A number of banks did a great job. We were happy to participate, and we think we did a really good job. But I don't want to take away from the banking community either, because there was a number of. I got to tell you, I've talked to bank presidents across the country, and there was just a number of experiences that were similar to ours. Our staff just did a heroic job with it, but at the end of the day, they were quite pleased that they were able to step in as sort of a first line of defense with this.
Well, now, people don't realize this, is that a couple months before, or maybe a month before all this hit, the pandemic hit, you all did an exercise where it was a pandemic hit and everybody had to go home. or something like that. I remember.
Yeah, banks are required actually to do what we call tabletop testing and disaster recoveries and different things, and it's part of the regulatory process. And one of ours was if we have a pandemic, and the thing we identified in that exercise was we were lacking the ability to go remote, just jettison our employees on the fly. And so we corrected that, and we really never missed a beat. So we did most of that PPP processing with remote staff. But, you know, it sometimes, you know, you cuss the regulations. Other times, actually, there was some good thought into saying think ahead, and it served us well.
Well, you know what? It's also served the community well. What do you see happening here once things, as you said, settle down for this year for Redding and for the business community?
Well, you know, Shasta County is looking very strong from a historical standpoint. I mean, our unemployment is usually you would take the state unemployment, whatever that number was, add 3% to it, and you have Shasta County's unemployment. Is completely reversed right now. You take the state unemployment, you minus it by 3%, and you have ours. So we are actually, you know, from all measures, looking fairly good. And I'm hesitant to say that in some regards because I don't want people to think that I don't see the hardships out there for a number of businesses too. You know, particularly the poor restaurants. Mm. I mean, and the bars and in the hospitality, and there's a number of others that
gyms.
Are affected. Gyms.
You know what? One you don't think about, the skating rink.
Yeah.
Is shut down. It's been shut down since March.
Yeah. So there's just, you know, I recognize that hardship, but I also look at it from the standpoint, you know, if I'm trying to project 2, 3, 4 quarters out, as long as, you know, it doesn't become for a business terminal, I think there's hope on the other side. And I look at the level of construction taking place here. Really, the entrepreneurial spirit of this area is tremendous. Mm-hmm. I mean, I get to see it because I'm a banker. And I wish everybody could see it because, you know, we have so many startups and we have these number of brilliant young people that have ideas. And, you know, they're not fleeing San Francisco now. They're saying, I'm gonna stake my my roots here and I'm going to make a go of it. And we just have a number of examples. And, you know, we also have a number of good organizations working for the business community, which, you know, if that is healthy – if a business community is healthy in a town, a town becomes healthy. If the business community suffers, the town's health deteriorates. So that's. But you know, we have the EDC, we have the chamber, we have a number of players out there. We have the Convention and Visitors Bureau. All of these folks really do a great job of promoting and cultivating the business community here.
Well, I will say that we were so impressed with, the Garden of Lights. That was such a beacon for the times that we were going through.
Wasn't that cool?
Just fabulous. We went twice. I could have gone almost every night, you know, just hung out in the corner and watched people.
70,000 tickets.
Oh, I didn't know.
They said yesterday, we had Turtle Bay on for a little bit yesterday. I think he said 70,000 tickets. I mean, for 1 month.
You know, and that whole project was a wonderful collaboration.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a town at its best.
Yeah, it's during
exactly.
During a crisis, during
a tough
world crisis that we're going through. It was like, okay, and we were there and we saw people being responsible, you know,
masking
it was a
up,
wonderful. We went on Christmas Eve.
We saw the people that didn't.
And we went on media night. And it was, I hope they do it again next year. And we'll go 3 nights, you know. It was fabulous. But anyways, talking about what it is to see the collaboration, Jake Mangus is coming up after our break today.
Jake's always a surprise.
Yeah.
This time last week he said, I'm on next week. Well, it's the same day every every month. I said, yes, Jake. And then, but I sent him something today, today. Because he's got a lot of things going. Jeff Fink has been our guest, who is the president and CEO of Cornerstone Community Bank, locally owned, locally operated, local board of directors, who has been just a huge, huge asset, the bank and all of your people, because you got a great staff there, to our business community and our community during these trying times. So thank you so much for joining us today. And if you have any questions about the PPP when it's kicking in, give Cornerstone a call, Cornerstone Bank a call. Is that okay?
We'll answer the phone.
And hold your hand, help you through
it. Answer the phone. That's a good one. Call Cornerstone. We'll answer the phone. Okay, thanks a lot. All right, we're going to take a quick break here for the news, and we're going to be right back after the news.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. An historic debate on Capitol Hill, lawmakers arguing over whether to impeach President Trump again.
Today is a sad day for all of us. For me personally, for the Rules Committee, for the entire House of Representatives, and most certainly for the American people.
Republican Congressman Tom Cole urging colleagues not to vote yes on an article of impeachment charging Mr. Trump with incitement of insurrection over last week's riot in the Capitol. A Democrat, Jim McGovern, insisting the president's actions demand impeachment.
This Capitol was stormed. People died because of the big lies that were being told by this president and by too many people on the other side of the aisle.
Had Republican Guy Reschenthaler suggesting the impeachment is nothing more than political retribution by the Democrats.
With just 7 days left in President Trump's term, they are fast-tracking impeachment proceedings, a move which will no doubt further divide an already fractured nation.
Capitol Hill correspondent Bernie Bennett.
The charge, willful incitement of insurrection, is the gravest lodged against the sitting president. Majority Leader Steny Hoyer charges the president with encouraging an attack.
The president further emboldened them, saying, "You will never take back our country with weakness."
Ohio Republican Jim Jordan says Americans are sick of the double standard in Congress.
Democrats can raise bail for rioters and looters this summer, but somehow when Republicans condemn all the violence this summer, the violence last week, somehow we're wrong.
Vice President Mike Pence pointed out that many of the rioters came to the Capitol with weapons, explosives, and zip ties for taking prisoners, an indication that they were prepared well in advance of the president's remarks an hour before the attack began.
And in the midst of the debate, the president urging people to refrain from any violent actions. Mr. Trump may be on the verge of becoming the first president ever to be impeached twice. Stocks modestly higher on Wall Street, the Dow up 15 points, NASDAQ ahead 80, and the S&P is up 9 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
In 1901, a woman by the name of Annie Taylor climbed into a barrel so that she could ride that barrel over Niagara Falls, the first person to do so. The reason for her crazy endeavor? She was struggling to make ends meet, and she was hoping for fame and financial security. It's Ryan from United Faith Mortgage, a faith and family mortgage team that tries to improve your financial outlook without having to ship you over a 170-foot waterfall. Our mortgage team happens to be an arm of a bigger company who is a direct lender, which means our company gets to use its own money and make its own decisions within its own walls. There's no middleman. This advantage often allows us to get you a better rate, which can save you monthly and lifelong money through a refinance, or help you with a cash-out refinance, cashing out some of your home's equity to use for life. We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate animalist number 1339, bracket animalist number 65233. Equal housing lender. Not licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
A high-profile trial underway in Italy involving a crime syndicate thought to be the world's richest criminal organization.
Coordinated raids in Italy, Germany, Switzerland, and Bulgaria more than a year ago led to the biggest ever strike against the 'Ndrangheta, the mafia based in the southern Italian region of Calabria, which has become Italy's most powerful organized crime group. More than 300 suspects face charges including murder, drug trafficking, and money laundering in the largest anti-mafia trial since the 1980s. It focuses on one clan in the family-run 'Ndrangheta, which dominates Europe's cocaine trade and is estimated to boast at least 20,000 members worldwide.
That's the BBC's Mark Lowen. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un vowing an all-out effort to bolster his country's nuclear deterrent. Kim making the pledge during a major ruling party meeting in Pyongyang. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Air travelers arriving in the U.S. from abroad will face a new requirement aimed at keeping the coronavirus at bay.
A new order from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention will require anyone flying to the United States from an international location to show proof of a negative test for COVID-19. The new order expands an order announced last month for passengers coming to the U.S. from the United Kingdom. The CDC order, taking effect January 26th, will require all air passengers to get a COVID-19 test within 3 days of their flight and provide written proof of the test to the airline. Airlines must stop passengers from boarding if they don't provide proof of a negative test or prior infection. Mike Gracia, Washington.
YouTube, the latest platform to silence President Trump's online voice, suspending his channel for at least a week, citing what it calls the ongoing potential for violence. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. The 13th of January, 2021, 8:05 in the morning. And the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Ashley's at the helm, and it's what, Rubber Ducky Day?
And Peach Melba Day, and it's my birthday.
Oh, stop it!
It is. It happens every year.
How could we not know that your birthday is January 13th?
Rubber Ducky Day. It should be easy to remember.
Is it always Rubber Ducky Day?
Yeah.
Oh, man, do we feel like a heel. That's great. Well, happy birthday.
Thank you.
Well, wait a minute. Usually this is... This
we get a fanfare or something.
We get cards and everything. Don't worry, the day's not over yet. There's still plenty of time to embarrass you.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness.
8:06 in the morning, and Linda's here with the news.
Hey, 48 degrees in the downtown studios right now. If you're looking outside, it looks like it's a wet morning because it's going to be rain. And then mostly cloudy with a high of 59, overnight lows of 44. And Thursday calls for sunny with a high of 70, overnight lows of 44. Friday partly sunny with a high of 67, partly cloudy with an overnight low of 44. And Saturday mostly sunny with a high of 69, overnight low Saturday night of 43. Sunny again on Sunday. Now, the weather is always brought to you by our friends, locally owned and veteran-owned business down in Anderson, and that's Shasta Gas Propane, where they do give veteran and senior discounts. So right now you're thinking, propane, I don't know, my house, can I? Well, you call the folks at Shasta Gas Propane, and they are going to handle all your needs with integrity and dignity.
Okay. They do. They really do. Now, with us is Jake, and somebody wrote in the chat room, it's cute, it's Jake from State Farm. Is he wearing khakis? Do you know what? If you don't know what I'm talking about, it's this woman that comes downstairs in the middle of the night, and her husband's on the phone with somebody. Who are you talking to? Jake. Oh, Jake, huh? Well, what's Jake wearing? What are you wearing, Jake? I'm wearing khakis. Oh, yeah, khakis. Sure.
She sounds hideous. Well, she's a guy, so.
Yeah.
It's one of those where I used to be Jake the Snake because of the wrestler all the time, right?
Yep.
And
yep.
then now because of that wonderfully creative campaign, Jake's everywhere are forever linked to the khaki pants.
Yep,
the State Farm dude.
Jake the Snake. Yeah.
Well, I think of you as Jake Mangus, the man about town that gets things done and always with a smile. This is my impression of you when I think of Jake Mangus. There's a light that comes in the room when you're here.
Well, thank you for that. It's one that, you know, through the pandemic time for sure, the light is flickering from time to time. But
sometimes the light is his hair on fire.
Yeah, I mean, I am. You just got to take time to recharge and be at your best for the community in this role, and that's what I'm trying to continue to do. So this chamber hour that Shasta Regional Medical Center has sponsored and KCNR has helped with to facilitate helps us to share the message about what's going on in the business community and what we're trying to focus on these days to help business. So
Jake, it's a roundup of last year. Can you give us a roundup of last year?
Well, last year was for many in business the most challenging, uniquely challenging year that they'd experienced. Now that said, it was like that Charles Dickens novel, A Tale of Two Cities. It's like A Tale of Two Businesses. It was the best of times for some and the worst of times for others. So that's why I think overall you're seeing California talking about one-time budget surpluses and things like that, because not everybody suffered through the pandemic and continues to do fairly well from what I'm hearing early on this year. But for us, sort of like the lost sheep parable, we go after the ones that are hurting and need our help. And so that's the small retail, that's the restaurateurs, the bartenders locally, those that are trying to make things happen. You're never going to hear from us. We're never going to tell the business community, you all need to shut down. You need to shut your doors. That's not our role. Instead, we continue to provide the business community with the ways that they can operate as safely as possible. When you're faced with that choice of doing what you're hearing you're supposed to do, or closing your doors forever, I think that we understand the challenge of that situation for proprietors. So they're going to make the decision oftentimes to try to stay in business and tough this thing out until we get to a better time. And, you know, I'm looking at it in the ways of more and more people that we know, and there's this underlying herd immunity that I don't think we're aware of quite. I don't think public health is aware of, but they understand that there are more people that have had COVID-19 than has been reported. Also, with the vaccines continuing to do, you know, go down the road of the most vulnerable and working their way to those that, yeah, that aren't as at risk.
Well, we had the doctors on yesterday, mm-hmm, and it's going to be probably when you reach around 80%. Vaccinated or people, sure, that have had it. Now, we don't know how many people have had it.
Yeah.
However, the vaccine is really will keep you safe for like 18 weeks, according to them. And you may still be able to pass on COVID to people after you've had the vaccine.
Wow.
So, and there's things about this, but it, yeah, you know, but that 80% is what we're looking for, you know, exactly. So that herd immunity.
Yeah.
So,
I don't know if we have Michelle on the line waiting for us or not, but we are going to get a call here from Michelle Nystrom from O2 Employment Services at some point here in the first part of the hour, wanting to give us an update and sneak peek of a human resources law update that's coming on February 2nd. It will be free to the business community. We're partnering with O2 and also with the Shasta EDC this year to try to spread the word and reach as many businesses
COVID
as possible. This will be mostly, it'll be COVID related human resource law changes, but there are always HR updates that come from the federal government, but mostly it's state of California changes, and it's a moving target. And if you're a business owner and you're not aware of it, you can really be putting yourself at risk. So Michelle and the team, they do a wonderful job in giving that update every year with us. And
fantastic.
This year we're offering it for free, and O2 is offering their services for free this year, which
Michelle,
is also new. So.
I think Michelle is also one of the three people that have accepted my chili challenge. You know,
and so have you, Jake, haven't you?
Well, no, this is the one from Good News Rescue Mission, Jonathan Anderson, who eats the real hot peppers.
Oh, that chili challenge.
And I said, I bet I can make chili that might raise your eyebrows. And
kill your
skin. And I said, we can raise money for every bite that you take, up to 20.
Oh, ooh, man.
You can get,
there's no Beano,
you know,
strong enough.
$5
no.
a bite. And then he somehow got Michelle into this and another fellow who got with him last time. But this is going to be, it may be chili, it may be pozole. I haven't figured it out yet. But I was practicing the other day, and Linda made me stop because it scoured the whole top surface off a stainless steel pot.
It was going through.
And in fact, just the aroma of it chased the
ooh,
dog out of the house
ooh,
for 3 hours.
So going back to Michelle,
I'm wearing swimming goggles.
I think it's wonderful that somebody can plug in and with a special niche of. Especially it's so timely to be able to bring valuable information because, we have, several people on our show that do advertise with us that are business owners. And, we are, always straddling what is the rule today?
Yeah.
Because that wasn't the rule yesterday. And, you know, I'm looking forward to this valuable information. She's on the phone right now.
Well, we're going to take a break.
Okay, Michelle, hold on.
We're going to take a break because there's some other things, too, that we need to address when we get back. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. You know, nobody knows more about repairing windshields than Jake Wurst. And I tell you what, Jeff Wurst. I said Jake. I meant
because Jake's in the room.
Because Jake's in the room. It's a veteran-owned business, but here's a man that spent 20 years of his life learning how to keep your family safe, learning how to fix and repair cracks, chips, anything with your windshield so that they will not get worse, so that you don't have to worry about it cracking while you're all the way across the windshield while you're driving down the road and causing maybe an accident. This is Jeff Wurst. He is a quality workmanship. He's from the old school. Give him a call at 241-8373 for an appointment today, or stop by 3208 South Market Street. From chips to cracks over 2.5 feet in length, Jeff Wurst can handle it. Crackmaster Windshield Repair. We'll be right back with Jake Mangus and Michelle Nystrom.
Totally awesome with the Turtle Bay membership. Get free access to world-class exhibits, exciting animal shows, towering playgrounds, and much more. Family memberships are just $90. That's less than $10 a month for a whole year of fun. Get yours today at turtlebay.org.
Why wait for summer? Gear up for some fun right here in our own backyard. Head down to Wind River Resort and Casino to play our Gear Up 2021 Swipe to Win promotion. Drawings Thursdays at 6, 7, 8, and 9 p.m. Plus, all winners receive bonus entries into the final drawings on January 28th. $15,000 up for grabs. February 25th, two motorcycles and a Can-Am quad. And March 25th, a Yamaha ski boat. I'm ready. Yamaha ski. More drawings, more winners, more fun. WindRiver.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe. Or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
We are Women of Vision. We have exciting news. We will no longer be on for Tuesday nights at 6 p.m.
Our new home will be with North State Now, last Thursday of the month, starting January 2021.
North State Now is a magazine-formatted show where every Thursday night a different host highlights people, places, entertainment, local heroes, arts, and Women of Vision.
Women of Vision is a movement, women empowering women. Join us for North State Now, last Thursday of the month, 6 to 7 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM.
Explore your world right from home with Turtle Bay TV.
Daintree is a jungle carpet python.
Featuring free educational and distance learning content for a virtual experience the whole family will enjoy.
Welcome to the vault.
Start streaming now at turtlebay.org.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Good morning and welcome back to KCNR 96.5 FM 1460 AM. Oh, this is your talk radio on this Wednesday. We call it hump day, but I just call it middle of the week day. It's a great day. Four Winds Jewelry's bringing you this time, 2225 Hilltop Drive.
Middle of the week day.
Middle of the week day. Just the day I can make up any name I want because I can't. 2225 Hilltop Drive in Reading. If you have like a family heirloom or you need to have the prongs of your ring worked on or the stones loose, go check out Four Winds Jewelry. They're really great and dependable. And they've been with us since we started our show 11 years ago. And we've been shopping there ever since. They're great folks. So, Four Winds Jewelry. And on the phone with us
But before that, I'd like to do it, you and I together. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. You can do it.
Happy birthday,
dear Ashley.
Ashley.
Happy birthday to you.
Beautiful. Lovely. Okay. You were serenaded on the air live. You must say that was quite something special.
That's right. Okay. We're here with Jake Mangus, who is, of course, the CEO of the Reading Chamber of Commerce, that was instrumental in helping a lot of people get helped. Assisting a lot of people get the CARES, part of that CARES money, $10,000 grants.
That's right.
And those were grants. Those do not have to be paid back.
That's correct.
It took me all of, like, 3 days, I think, when the grants opened to do it. You all shepherded it through.
Mm-hmm.
How much money did you help our group, our city with?
Initially, it was a $300,000 commitment from the supervisors. I took this up with them at a meeting and let them decide and talk about it, and we showed that there's a great need, and they ended up coming up with $4
million
in the end.
$4
million. Wow.
So that was a big win for the business community, and we were proud to be the partner to facilitate that. I could think of no other organization better suited to do it.
Okay.
We have a special caller on the phone that you've set up today, Jake.
So Michelle Nystrom is a great partner of the Chamber, O2 Employment Services. She is, I believe, the regional director for O2, but she is just basically a master of all things business law and human resources. And so she's partnering with us again this year, and the Shasta EDC on February 2nd in the morning will have a free online catch-up webinar on all the things that have changed. But I was really wanting Michelle to be on today to help share with the listeners some of the highlights or lowlights of what has changed in recent times related to business law, so particularly as it relates to COVID-19. So, Michelle, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, Michelle, I have a question.
Notice of 10 minutes.
Thank you. I know you've been on the phone. Thanks for hanging in.
Hey, Michelle.
No, you're fine.
Man, it's tough under this bus today.
Yeah, you know what? Jake's been tossed a couple of times. But, Michelle, here's the most important question. You have accepted my chili challenge, right?
Yes, I have. When is that happening?
Well, it's going to happen. I was thinking this month, but I'm beginning to think the beginning of next month. That gives me enough time to import those chilies that were coming in out of the highlands of Thailand. The results of napalm raids and things like that. So they're special. And first of all, they need special carriers to get them here.
Yes, yes. I am so excited, I think I'm supposed to say. But since I'm on the air and Jonathan Anderson is not, I will just say I would love everyone's support and donations on my behalf. And I would love to out-earn him if I'm going to do this.
So, a dollar a bite. It's going to be 20 bites, and you can it's going to be 20 bites, and I'm suggesting $5 a bite. But, you know, if you can get more, do that. Okay.
Well, that'll be the goal for sure, and hopefully after eating your chili, even if I do contract COVID, it will not be able to survive in my body.
Oh, no, it's a straight shot from your mouth to other places.
I think OSHA is sort of like being, force-fed this fiery chili without any choice whatsoever.
What is happening with COVID in OSHA?
Yeah, so it's it's interesting, right? It's a little, I don't want to say less chaotic than it was throughout 2020. I don't know that we've left 2020. I think today is December 43rd.
That's good, Michelle. True.
There are some new regulations that have come out that actually went into effect November 30th regarding Cal OSHA and COVID in the workplace, and pretty stringent. They do have a lot of requirements on employers in terms of having to have a COVID prevention plan on file, having to give written notice to your employees if they are exposed at the workplace, having to provide testing for any employees that are exposed at the workplace, as well as making sure that employees are fully compensated for any time that they miss if they are out due to workplace exposure. So as you guys know, there was the FFCRA that covered up to 10 days or 80 hours of COVID sick leave for employees that were symptomatic, waiting for testing, or under quarantine, or had childcare issues. That expired on December 31st, but the most recent stimulus bill did extend that to March 31st. However, where it was required for employers to offer it previously, it is now optional for employers to offer it. If they do offer it, any employees that already used it in 2020 would still not be eligible because it still capped at 10 days or 80 hours. But any employees that didn't use it, if you opt to continue it through March 31st, one, you have to offer it. Well, you offer to one, you got to offer to everyone. So you can't, like, pick and choose which employees you offer it to. And if you do offer it, you do still get the federal credit of the wages only. So those were a couple of the big changes in HR regarding COVID. There's also been a decrease in the quarantine period that was put out by CDC but was just recently adopted by our local public health and the California Department of Public Health. So, and then in addition to that, our legislator has not been quiet. And they have managed to still pass a number of different HR laws and regulations that will have a big impact on employers as well. So we're super excited to be offering, you know, we do this webinar with the Chamber every year, but we're excited to be partnering with EDC this year as well to reach their clientele and their businesses and just get as many local business owners on as possible to hear about these changes, make sure that their businesses are in compliance and are operating safely and following all the rules and regulations. And we're offering it free this year, which is not something that we've done in the past. So kudos to all organizations involved that, you know, we're able to do that for our local businesses and not have one more thing that they have to pay for at this time.
Wow.
Well, when is the actual webinar?
It's actually February 2nd, right, Michelle?
Yeah, February 2nd at 9 a.m. Should go about an hour and a half. Don't worry, it is not me presenting. It is actually one of the experts from our office. So I love that they get that information still out there. So it'll be Jen Thomas, who's our Director of Business Operations, and she's just fantastic and super knowledgeable. And it'll cover not just the COVID regulations, but just all the new HR regulations that are going to impact businesses. So those can be hard for people to stay on top of and just make sure that you're aware of
right.
laws that have passed and that have gone into effect during this time. We've had
right.
a lot of just a few other things on our minds and a few other things that we are paying attention to.
And so Michelle, for those who are listening that are business owners and are thinking, well, gosh, I got to get on top of this, is there should they call the chamber? Should they call your staffing organization, or what's the number to call? Do they have to get a special code to get into a Zoom call? How does that work?
Yep. So registration is required for the webinar, but it is posted to the Chamber's Facebook page.
Correct.
So they can go on there and get the link to register, or they can, you know, they can reach out to us or the Chamber, and we can email them the link to register in advance. We do encourage people to register as soon as possible, just because it's you know, we're hoping not to have to limit space, but we'll see. And then if there are any businesses out there that, you know, have questions or are unsure on how to deal with the COVID-specific HR regulations, they can always call our office. We've been for the past, I don't know, what, 10 years we've been dealing with COVID? just kidding. It's been 10 months, but it feels like 10 years. But we are offering for businesses here locally that if they do need help with the COVID regulations, whether they are a client or not, we will help them. And we have a sample COVID prevention plan that we can send to them, as well as some other documents that are needed. So, but and all of that will be gone over in the webinar as well. So
and what time is the webinar?
It's at 9 a.m.
Okay.
On February 2nd.
All right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, somebody made a comment here. Is OSHA getting weaponized, or has it always been weaponized?
So OSHA, I don't want to use the word weaponized because they don't actually carry weapons, but they do carry a significant amount of
clout.
Yes.
Control. Control. Power.
Their regulations supersede the local public health. And local regulations. So OSHA is actually a federal organization, but Cal OSHA is our local state division of that, and Cal OSHA is the ones that put out these new regulations. So when you first read into them, they're pretty scary, I guess, or intimidating, or I don't know, whatever word concerning you want to use, but it is very specific to workplace exposure. So I think it's important to business owners, because OSHA can carry such a heavy, kind of give us a heavy feeling, right, when they walk into our business.
Yeah, they can bring clout to you. Like, they can find you, they can shut you down, or things you don't even know that you're supposed to do.
Yeah, exactly. But I mean, we work with OSHA on a regular basis with the hundreds of businesses that we represent from an HR and staffing perspective, and I can just tell you, like, you know, they're good people, and they're doing their job as they're told to by the state. They're really easy to work with if things don't escalate and become combative, and from that standpoint. So it's not something to fear. I think it's important that we remember during this time that, you know, everybody is doing the best they can with what they have, and they're really wanting to assist businesses that are willing to work with them. And educate them, and you know, the ultimate goal in all of this is to keep our employees safe. You know, just like you don't want your employees falling off a roof because they're not tied off properly. You know, we don't want our employees contracting COVID in the workplace and then potentially taking it home to someone that, you know, could pass away or be hospitalized. And so, you know, it's not something that I think we should look at from a negative perspective, but just something that it's important to educate business owners on, and how they can protect their employees and how they can protect their business at the same time.
Yeah, and protect themselves and their businesses. Now, has OSHA shut down any businesses in Reading that we know of? Jake,
we know that they've been here, and but I don't know of any shutdowns.
I don't.
How about you, Michelle?
Yeah, I don't know of any that have been shut down. I know several that have had visits, several that have had anonymous reports. Typically, those are from employees that are concerned.
Uh-huh.
And those businesses have been, again, talked to and educated and made aware of what they need to be doing to protect their employees. And a lot of it is really simple stuff, like separate workplaces 6 feet or more if you can, and require your employees to wear masks when they're unable to socially distance, and provide sanitizing materials, and make sure that you're requiring your employees to quarantine if they're exposed or show symptoms. It's simple stuff, right? But as we learned in 2020, sometimes the simple things we take for granted, like apparently prior to 2020, no one was washing their hands on a regular basis.
I mean, you know, yeah, and those signs that were in the bathrooms, everybody's required to wash their hands. Obviously, nobody ever did that.
You mean like the Shasta County cowboy guy?
Yeah.
Hey, Michelle, thank you so much for joining us. And the Chili Challenge will be after February 2nd because, you know, you probably should be there for that and be able to at least introduce people. And who knows, you might be at a croak at that point if we start the Chili Challenge.
I'm going to get through 20 bites. Like, I may not breathe in between them, but I'm already strategizing about how to win this because, I mean, if you guys don't know this about me, like, I like winning.
Okay.
So,
well, you haven't seen the size of the spoon either.
I thought I got to bring my own.
No. Okay, thanks a lot. Thank you very
much,
Michelle.
Thanks for being my number one referral for HR.
Yeah, excellent.
No problem, Jake. Appreciate you.
Yep.
You bet.
Take
care.
All
right. Bye-bye.
So the webinar is going to be on February 2nd. It's going to be talking about OSHA for how to protect yourself and your employees.
That's right.
The things you have to do by law. Because when I read it, and it came out a couple weeks ago, there's certain things you have to have published, and you can get that says, you know, it talks about your policies. If somebody gets it, you immediately send them home. You pay their salary while they're off.
That's
like
right.
That.
Another, I wanted to say that I know we've got to probably take a break here, but another person who I respect in the business community is Tricia Funk, representing the Women Business Center at JEDI, and she's going to tell us all about that California Business Relief Grant that's due today, the application.
Okay, but we're going to take a break first. This portion of the show is brought to you by another strong woman in business, Judy Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. You know, Judy's got the answer. If you have a question about insurance, I don't care what it is, she has the answer. She's been doing this since 1993. She has trained a group of people both on the insurance side and the financial side to be able to take care of her customers at the highest level. And that's, we have our insurance with Judy. She's located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. Her company is Maxwell Insurance and Financial, or give them a call at 221-0441. That's Maxwell Insurance and Financial, who we strongly endorse. We'll be right back after these messages, 8:34 in the morning. Don't give up on your tomorrow. At Shasta College, we're offering more 8-week compressed classes, more online support, and more financial aid to help with life, not just textbooks and tuition. Whether it's online or in person, we'll continue to teach, encourage, and inspire, just like we have for over 70 years. Spring classes start January 19th. Enroll at shastacollege.edu. Start your tomorrow today.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
What is a hero? A hero serves when no one else is ready to. A hero helps everyone, never asking for any praise. They stand ready to do whatever is needed. They have picked up the mantle of heroism when we have needed it the most, and their tireless dedication can never be appreciated enough. We want to thank all of our local heroes. We could not get through these times without their courage. We thank you for everything that you do.
Did the Redding summer heat put a toll on your vehicle? Is your paint faded, peeling, or even scratched up? It'll get worse faster than you think. You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. You can bring it to Maaco here in Redding and get a professional paint job and save big with their $4.99 special. Maaco also has interest-free loans for up to a year OAC. Maaco, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992. Have you been involved in a minor accident and find it's not big enough to go through your insurance company?
Bring it to Mako and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Remember, it's your choice where you go to have your vehicle repaired. Call Mako for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround times, and all work backed by the National Mako Warranty. Mako, America's Body Shop. Stop in at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992. Uh-oh. Better call Mako, 226-0992.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
We need the
welcome back to 3-5 Radio here in the studios at KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Today, the 13th of January, 2021, 8:39 in the morning. 48 degrees out there, rain, it's supposed to be raining all day. It's going to start clearing up after today. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. You can give them a call at 365-3793. Discounts for seniors and veterans. And Shasta Siskiyou Transport, SST Oil, is bringing us this portion of the show. They've been doing business right here in our community since 1967. They are your main suppliers for the Monitor Heater, Toyo Heater, and Toyo Water Heater that will keep you in infinitely hot water in there from their kerosene tanks there. SST Oil is an employee-owned company, is always looking for good employees to bring into the fold. They take care of your retirement. It's not something that you get that you're getting hammered on all the time. This is SST Oil. They remembering our past and looking to the future. SST Oil. Give them a call at 241-1167. Okay, Tricia. Good morning. Now,
good morning.
You have information on.
This is on the COVID-19 California business grants, and
okay,
we needed the funk. We got to have that funk, and so we've got the funk with us right now. And see, there she is. She's spinning all the great classic vinyl records today. Ashley on her birthday at KCNR 96.5, where
it.
Disco lives forever. Okay, so, Tricia, thank you for calling in the Chamber Show. I thought it would be very important since you've done a wonderful job in getting all the details on this particular grant program, knowing that today at 11:59 p.m. is the deadline to submit the application, correct?
Correct, for round one.
Okay.
So yes, tonight at midnight, round one officially closes for this California Relief Grant. Second round will open probably in about 10 days. So
will you let everyone know, like, a brief overview? What is this grant, and how can you best position your business for consideration?
Yeah, so the governor allocated, we have $475 million that will be distributed in grants to small businesses, and it is targeted for small businesses that have been the most impacted. So the grant amounts that businesses can qualify for is based on gross revenue, so it's not net income. I know a lot of our small business owners that, you know, you end up looking at a tax return that doesn't accurately reflect what your business has done. So the three grant amounts are $5,000 if you are $100,000 in revenue or lower. So minimum of $1,000 to $100,000 is a $5,000 grant. $100,000 to $1 million is a $15,000 grant. And then $1 million to $2.5 million is a $25,000 grant. So those are their flat grant amounts that are available. It's an online application that business owners need to fill out. Sole props, self-employed, 1099 employees, gig workers are absolutely able to apply for this grant. You utilize your personal address for your business address when you're filling out the application, but it's absolutely available. 501c3s and C6s are also available to participate in this grant program. The application itself, there has been some tech difficulties and struggles that businesses have been facing in trying to get this grant application submitted. But the application itself is just six quick little sections. The things that you need to have available is 2019 taxes. If you haven't filed 2019, you can submit with 2018 taxes. But you need a gross revenue figure from 2019 or 18. to fill in. The other thing that you need to have prepared, that you want to have prepared before you go in and really start that application, is you're going to do a six-month snapshot of gross revenue from 2019 over 2020. So you'll take kind of figures from April 1st through September 30th of 2019, and then compare that to April 1st through September 30th of 2020. If you don't have that because you are self-employed, a sole prop, you know, you got a 1099, you can absolutely take that figure, that annual figure, and divide it by two to get your six-month window, and then compare it with this month, okay. You know, this year's.
Okay, now, I applied for this, and it went through what I think is Lindustry.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I just want to let people know is after you upload your documents, which aren't that hard to get, it's going to tell you pending document upload, and on it, but it explains to you this is, you're going to see this even if it's been accepted, and then you can put in for your grant amount, et cetera, et cetera. It's not that difficult. It is a grant. You do have to provide proof of who you are, and I find that very interesting. Because of what happened last time, and so much of people were using other people's names. They ended up giving money to people in San Quentin. All of these, so.
Oh, for EDD, for the BUA.
Yeah, for the EDD.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Now, what do you want to the big thing for people then is after they've put in all the right documentation, what happens now?
So the one thing that you're absolutely correct on that upload, and it's a big point of confusion for people, and you know, like we all need a little extra anxiety at these times. But the other thing is when you submit your application, you will not even see a place to upload docs. So that's another thing that's kind of a frustration and a confusion. Once you submit your application, you'll receive an email with an opportunity to upload docs. So don't let that kind of hamper and feel like, oh, I'm stuck. I haven't done it. I wasn't able to do it. If your grant application has been submitted, and even if they're waiting on some additional doc, then your application is in and it is submitted before this, deadline this evening. Expectation is that by the 15th, by this Friday, they will be starting to notify people of who have received grant funding on this first round. They originally shared with Lindustry and from the governor's office originally shared that this in this first round, their goal is to distribute half of the funds and then save the second half for round two. With the governor's proposed budget, there's a bunch of additional funds. He's pretty much doubled the funds that should be available for this grant. So once that obviously passes through legislation, there should be some additional funds that will be available for this. Their expectation is that within 30 days from that closing of the grant application that money should be actually directly in consumers' and business owners' hands.
Yeah, they don't need your bank information until you get the, you know, I already loaded my bank information because that's what I thought it said. So,
right.
Yeah. Anyway, you're right. There are some couple of confusing things, but all in all, if you just kind of follow it, I got all excited when I read this one thing. I said, well, this is absolutely wrong. That's not what I put in. Then I realized it was an example, not mine. And I went,
yep.
Oh, okay.
Hey, yeah. Trish, I've got a question, too. You know, since we love our veterans in the North State, particularly on KCNR, when you want to talk about some of the ways that people can improve their standing as far as advantages in that respect?
That's right.
Yeah, so it's definitely it's an automatic scoring that it happens in with these applications. So there's no room for personal bias, but there is preference to some disadvantaged business. So if you are a veteran-owned business, and you don't have to be, you know, state or federally certified as a woman-owned business or a veteran-owned business, but it will ask you on the application for demographics. And so make sure that you're submitting that those details in those demographic information that indicates, you know, that your business
and
is
veteran. And if you're a disabled veteran, there's a spot there for that, too. So make sure that you fill that in, veterans, because you'll get – I think that moves you up in the line someplace.
Heavier weight on that.
Right.
The other area is industries. So specific industries that have been, you know, like restaurants and all of that have been most impacted by the state shutdown. So those are heavily weighted as well. So there definitely is some more, a little bit more favorable rating for those that have been most impacted.
Okay. Okay, now where can people get more information, Trish?
They can just go to CAReliefGrant.com. And when you go there to that website, you'll have to pick a partner, resource partner, to apply through. If you click on your county that you're currently in, Shasta County or whatever county that you're listening in from, you're welcome to pick the California WBC network. You do not have to be a women-owned business to be able to do that. The SBDC also is a resource partner to be able to apply through. And that doesn't mean that you're applying to us for with anything. You're not sending us any docs or anything like that. But we're here as support to help you and make sure that if you have additional questions or need help with things, that we're here to make sure that you get that application done and submitted and done correctly.
Okay. Well, thank you very, very much. Thanks for your phone call. And Vlad, we'll get to you right after these messages.
Thanks, Tricia.
Great job, Trish.
Thank you.
Yeah, 8:49 in the morning. It's 48 degrees out there. Raining. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. And this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, Man's Last Stronghold. Discounts for seniors and veterans. It's a better known business. The only place I get my hair cut at. They work by appointments. 244-9478. Super place. Great place to get a haircut. Cypress Square Barbershop. We'll be right back.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5, 1460 AM.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. In response to COVID-19, NFI has scheduled online Zoom classroom sessions for CCW and CCW renewal. These online courses will be followed up with live fire range training, which will complete your certification. follow-on range training is done with the same great instructors you've come to know and love. Give us a call today at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Lighting. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. 8:53 in the morning, 48 degrees out there. It's going to start clearing up tomorrow. Today's the 13th. Our guest is Jake Mangus, CEO of the Reading Chamber of Commerce. And on the phone, Vlad. Vlad, good morning.
Good morning. So I have a question for Jake Mangus. This is Vladislav Davidson, Shasta County Business Alliance.
Good morning.
Good morning. So as you folks probably know from the speeches I gave at the Board of Supervisors and my confrontation with Mike Mangus the other morning, I have been pulling, I filed over 19,000 separate CCRA requests. I'm about to start litigation on those requests against the county. And in filing those requests, I've also filed requests to the city of Reading and some of the other cities here locally. I have pulled the contracts that Jake Mangus has signed with the city of Reading, with Shasta County. And to backtrack a little bit before we go there, earlier this year, Jake Mangus's Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce donated $2,500 to Steve Morgan, who lost his reelection campaign to Patrick Jones. Later on in the year, when we got the CARES money that came down, the $21.9 million that came down from the federal government through the state to the county, originally there was a $300,000 contract signed with the Forward Ready Foundation and to give $5,000 to $10,000 checks to local businesses. Now, mind you, the immediate question is why in the world is Shasta County not able to cut its own checks? But the issue is that for cutting those checks, the Forward Reading Foundation, for the contract, is being given 5% of the fee. So we started out with $15,000 going to Forward Reading and the Greater and the Chamber of Commerce, authorized by Steve Morgan, who was paid $2,500 by the Chamber prior to his campaign. So we started out with $15,000, then that $300,000 figure for going to business went to $3 million, eventually to $4 million. So now the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is getting $100,000.
Is there a question in here?
Yes, there is.
Okay. We've only got 3 minutes left, so you got to get to that question.
I'm getting to the question. So the question becomes, why is the Chamber of Commerce making money? The Chamber of Commerce is essentially making more money the longer this shutdown lasts and the more money is funneled through the CARES Act.
Okay.
Why is the Chamber profiting from the shutdown?
Okay.
That is the question.
That's the question. Okay, Jake.
Okay, so I appreciate the question. First of all, $2,500 to Steve Morgan comes out of our Political Action Committee funding, which is segregated money that is not commingled with any other funds that we receive from our members, sponsors, or contract work like facilitating this grant program. So those funds have nothing to do with the grant program. There is a political action committee of the chamber that makes recommendations for endorsements and funding of candidates and issues. And then our board of directors says yes or no to that. So the board agreed to give $2,500 to Steve Morgan in the last campaign. As far as the chamber facilitating the grant program through its 501c3, the Forward Reading Foundation, we actually negotiated a 4% rate to do that, and we do get paid for providing that service, just like the county provides contracts with many other organizations to do services for the county, because they are not only organizations that are well-suited to provide that work, like the chamber is with the business community, but we are able to provide this service for a far less of a cost to the taxpayer than if the county were to provide that service on its own. And that has been the biggest point for us, is that it's an efficient way of connecting a business organization with its business community, where it can also do that in a way that's quickly expedited to get the funds into the coffers of business. Also, there's an opportunity cost for us. Normally, we're developing membership. Normally, we are hosting our community events and our other fundraisers. And, of course, those were non-existent in 2020. and our shift has been solely on business recovery efforts. So not only is there a cost, direct cost to us to provide the service of the grant programs themselves, but it is the work that our business community needs us to be doing right now. So we are proud of the work that we're doing. We believe we are the best partner to facilitate it, and I stand behind all of those comments.
And we've run
I also respect the question, though.
Yeah, you know, Vlad had a good question here on this. And
we have one more caller, Richard.
Okay, Richard, good morning.
Quickie.
We've got like a minute.
Very quick, man. Also for Jake Manga. Let's use some of that CARES Act money to actually keep our businesses and outdoor activities. There's a fishing tournament this weekend, South Lake. I've heard via social media that Health and Human Services has shut them down with 2 days' notice. So, Jake, call Bridge Bay.
Okay, so,
The person, get the name of the person organizing the fishing event, and then fight Services. It's outdoor fishing, for God's sake. Thank you so much.
Yep. And then I think the last note I want to make is that the chamber does not want the pandemic to continue. We want this to be done. We want businesses back open and the economy pulsating with business like it was before.
I can't believe they shut down an outdoor fishing tournament.
Yes.
I just can't believe that. So we're going to research that.
Yep, we will.
And we're going to research that. We're going to come back tomorrow and ask, you know, and talk about that. Tomorrow, Simpson University and Shannon Phillips of McConnell Foundation. It's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back.
Medical Center.